Radio Prague News. The leadership of the junior coalition party Public Affairs is divided over whether to support a church restitution deal that has become a condition for the continuation of the government. Prague councillors have appealed to state representatives to act on the public initiative to rename Prague's international airport after the late President Václav Havel. And a scientific study on local climate development predicts a marked change by the end of the century. The leadership of the junior coalition party Public Affairs is divided over whether to support a church restitution deal that has become a condition for the continuation of the government. A secret vote of the party leadership on Tuesday morning ended 5-5, and the party is meeting again this evening to resolve the dispute. The senior coalition parties, the Civic Democrats and Topo 9, strongly rejected the junior party's conditions on the deal on Monday, saying that failure to support the agreement would damage the government's credibility and amount to a violation of the coalition agreement. Public Affairs has attempted to condition their support for the deal on the integration of certain ministries which would save the necessary funds, saying that taxpayers should not be made to shoulder the burden. The government reached a deal last year with the country's churches to return 56% of property confiscated by the communist regime. In reimbursement for the rest, they should receive 59 billion crowns plus inflation over a period of 30 years. Prague councillors have appealed to the finance ministry and state representatives to act on the public initiative to rename Prague's international airport after the late President Václav Havel. The initiative, launched by film producer Ferro Fenich shortly after Mr. Havel's death, has received support from the late president's family, and the respective petition has been signed by over 80,000 people to date. Prague City Hall supports the proposal, but has said it is not in a position to see it through, since the Ruzhinya Airport is not city but state property. The finance minister has promised to table the issue at the next cabinet meeting. The climate in the Czech Republic will undergo a marked change by the end of the century, becoming drier and much warmer, the business daily Hospodářské noviny reported on Tuesday, citing a scientific study on local climate development. The study was undertaken by 50 climatologists from the Czech Academy of Sciences and Charles University over a period of 5 years. Using statistics and climate modelling, they concluded that summers at the end of this century will be up to 4 degrees centigrade warmer than at present. The study predicts that the average temperature in the Czech Republic will increase by 1 degree centigrade in the next 30 years. The main suspect in the biggest cash robbery in the country's history has been tried in absentia and sentenced to 9 years in prison. The Municipal Court of Prague on Tuesday found František Procházka, who is believed to have fled the country, guilty of stealing more than 500 million crowns from the G4S security agency. Procházka's accomplice, Milan Čermák, who was arrested in early 2008 with several million crowns in cash, also received a 9-year sentence. Despite pleading innocent, police provided evidence linking him to the vehicle used in the theft. The government wants to reduce the administrative burden for businesses by 30% by 2014 as compared to the situation in 2005, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Tuesday, adding that a series of measures would reduce administrative costs by 22 billion crowns a year. Mr. Nečas said that in 2005, administrative costs reached 73.7 billion crowns and his government had managed to lower them to 62.2 billion in 2010. The cost should drop to 51.5 billion in 2014 when his government's election period ends. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The next few days are expected to be partly cloudy to overcast with rain and snow in the higher altitudes. Day temperatures between 0 and 5 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Ozerova, and that's the end of the news.